game with big bucks and whammies is back, bigger and better than ever. It's time to play Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. And now, please welcome our host, Todd Newton.
Thank you, Gary. Hi, folks. Great to see you. Welcome to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck, where you can spin your way to big bucks and some great prizes, too. Let's meet today's player.
David, I'm from, originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. My wife and I are saving for a house, so I'm looking for big bucks.
What's the deal? I'm Greg, originally from Baltimore. I'm a college graduate, and I'm sexy and tough. Ah!
My name's Sabrina. I'm from Pasadena, California. I'm a proud single parent, and I work as a massage therapist, and I'm going to massage all the money out of your account.
All right. Looks like we got ourselves a good group here today. Are you ready to press your luck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Let's get it going. You've each got $1,000 to start with. Now, you can add to that by taking a chance on our big board that you see behind me here. It has hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and prizes loaded on it. Each time you spin, you can add to your total by landing on a square containing a cash value or a prize. Let me show you how it works here. Stop. Look at that, a biorhythm watch. That's fine at $390, just like that. But you have to be careful of the dreaded whammy. The whammy is up there, and if you land on the whammy, he'll come out here, take all your cash, all your prizes, knock you out of the first round. You don't want that. Now, the strategy in this round is to take as many spins as you dare without hitting the whammy. You can freeze at any time if you're afraid of the whammy or if you think that maybe you've already earned enough to win the round. Okay, remember, the player in the lead at the end of this round has a big advantage in our final round, and the player that's in the lead at the end of the game is the winner and the only one who gets to keep their cash and prizes. Okay? Now, we drew backstage to determine who would go first here. David, that is you. You've got $1,000 to start with. Good luck with your spin here. Put the
okay,
board in motion.
Let's go. I'm looking for $1,000. Stop
at Virtual Headset TV. Valued at $699. Gives you $1,699. Greg, down to you. Let's see what you can add to your $1,000.
Let's go. I need some money. Big money. A TV, a watch.
Stop at a humidor valued at $200. Gives you a total of $1,200, Greg. And Sabrina, it's your turn. Here you go.
Oh, come on. I need lots of money. I want a room out of Hollywood. Yes. Stop.
Stop at wireless speakers, and they are valued at $250. Put you in second place, Sabrina. All right, players. Well, congratulations on successfully getting through one spin each without hitting a whammy. Now we're going to spice it up a little bit and put even more whammies on the board. There they are. It's peeking out the window at you. All right, David, we come back to you. You're in the lead with $1,699. Do you want to freeze there or do you want to press your luck a little bit?
I want to press my luck.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get some for my wife here. Love to my wife. Stop
at a microwave valued at $180. Brings you up to $1,879, still in first place. Greg, how about it? You're in third place now with $1,200. You
want to
freeze
it, man. We're going. I need some money. Big money. Stop
at $1,500. There's your big money, Greg. He's sexy, he's tough, and he just hit big bucks. All right, $2,700, you're in the lead now, but Sabrina has yet to take her third spin, or her second spin. Let's see if she wants to do that, or do you want to freeze, Sabrina? What's
it going to
be?
I'm going to press my luck!
All right.
Woo! Come on, come on, Adrian, stop!
Stop at a whammy.
Spell loser.
Loser. Y-O-U.
Loser!
Kind of a harsh taste of reality there, isn't
not
it, Sabrina?
It's definitely not over.
You're out of the first round, but the game is not over by any means. You're down to zero. That means it's just between David and Greg. But before you tell me if you want to press your luck or freeze, I need to tell you that we're putting more whammies up there on the board for you. Hey, just to spice it up a little bit here, David, you're in second place, $1,879, $821 behind Greg. What do you want to do, freeze or press your luck?
I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
Yep. Come on, big bucks, $1,500, stop!
Stop, and an electric scooter worth $259, gives you $2,138. Not enough to bump Greg out of first place, who's got $2,700. What are you going to do, Greg? Freeze or press your luck? You're in first place right now.
I'm gonna freeze.
You're gonna freeze,
I'm
all right?
Freeze.
You are frozen. $2,700. Now, David, we're coming back to you, but before that, once again, more whammies are gonna be added to the board there. Oh yeah. They're all over. All over. Now, David, you have $2,138. You're $562 behind Greg, who's in first place. If you freeze here, that's what you'll take into the final round, or you can press your luck, see if you can't get in first yourself. What would you like to do?
I'm gonna freeze.
All right. You are frozen as well, my friend. Folks, at the end of the first round, in third place, it is Sabrina with $0 and a whammy. David's in second, $2,138. Greg, $2,700 in first place. We'll be right back with the question round right after this. Welcome back to Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. We're going to get to know our players just a little bit here. David, let's start with you. My goodness, you're a tall one. How tall are you?
6'8".
And you and your wife are looking for a home? You're saving up for a home?
We're saving for a home. Yeah, we're going to start trying to have a family this year, so we want to put them in.
Good deal. That's great. How long have you been married?
2.5 years.
All right. Well, good luck. Congratulations. Great. All that good stuff. It's great to have you here.
Thanks,
all right. Jeff. Let us know when the housewarming party is. All right. The producers bring great gifts. Ooh. All right. Greg, you're tough, you're sexy, and you're here to win money, right?
That's right. Sexy and tough.
Now, you landed on a humidor in the first round. You had no idea what that was.
I don't know what it is. I'll take it, but I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what. I'm sure you'll take it, and I'll just give you a little hint here. You win the game. This is for you to put in your humidor, your very first cigar, right? Keep your cigars nice and fresh.
That's cool. All right.
I'll keep it right here.
Do I get that one?
Yeah, you get this one.
Okay, all right.
Been in my pocket for 3 weeks.
It's all right.
Okay, good. Still fresh. All right. And Sabrina, you're a single mom and you're a massage therapist.
I'm a massage therapist.
Wow.
Yes. My job is to ease the pains away and take some of the heartaches away from people who come in. And
oh, that's fantastic.
Feel a little tense.
Saint Sabrina.
I'm a healer.
Good deal. Yeah. How old's your daughter?
I have an 8-year-old son. He's very active.
Keeps you busy.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, players, it's great to have all three of you here. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is our question round, and now we're going to give you a chance to earn some spins for the final round of the game. Of course, the more spins you earn, the better chance of winning the game you have. Here's how this round works. I'm going to ask a question. The first player to buzz in gets to answer that question, and that answer will become one of three choices for the remaining two players. A correct buzz-in answer gets you three spins. Correct multiple-choice answer, you pick up one spin, okay? Here comes the first question. Good luck to you. All right. What is the best-selling holiday for candy in the United States? Sabrina?
Valentine's Day.
In the United States. Is it Valentine's Day, Halloween, or Easter? David?
Halloween.
Halloween? Greg, how about you?
Halloween.
It is indeed Halloween, yes. David, you pick up a spin, go to one, as do you. Greg, you're at one. Sabrina, you're hanging tight at zero. Here comes your next question. Fiddler, horseshoe, and hermit are all types of what sea creature? David.
Crabs.
Is it crabs, shrimp, or lobster? Greg.
Crabs.
Crabs?
I will Sabrina? Say, I thought that was a musical. Okay, crabs.
Crabs, it is crabs. There you go. David, three spins for you. Takes you to four. Greg, you pick up a spin. You're at two. And Sabrina, there's your first spin. You're at one. All right, here's your next question. Lincoln's on the penny. Washington, he's on the quarter. Which president currently appears on a U.S. nickel? Great. All right, out of time. I'm going to give it to David and Sabrina in multiple choice form. Is it Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, or Andrew Jackson? David?
Andrew Jackson.
Sabrina?
I would have to say Andrew Jackson.
It's Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson is on the nickel. Take that home with you. You never know when somebody's going to ask, all right? Everybody stays where they are. David at four, Greg at two, Sabrina at one. All right, here's your next question, players. Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, or Rod Stewart? Who's the oldest? Greg.
Mick Jagger.
Is it Mick Jagger, Paul McCartney, or Rod Stewart? David?
Paul McCartney.
Sabrina?
I'm going to have to say Paul McCartney.
It is Paul McCartney, yeah. David, you pick up a spin there. You're now at five. Greg, you stay at two. Sabrina, you pick up a spin. You're at two. Players, here comes your final question. What is the first vegetable mentioned in the McDonald's classic Two All Beef Patties jingle? David.
Lettuce.
Is it lettuce, onions, or pickles? Greg.
Pickles.
Sabrina?
Lettuce.
It is indeed lettuce. There you go. Had to sing it out here. All right. David, you pick up three spins. You're at 8. Greg, you're hanging tight at 2. Sabrina, you will have 3 spins to take into the final round. And when we come back, over $100,000 on the big board. Looking for a home when Whammy, the all-new Fresh Luck, returns after this.
Up may receive an Argus high-resolution 1-meg internet digital camera kit. Sleek styling with an innovative design for today's lifestyle. An American tradition since 1936 from Argus.
It is our final round here at Whammy, the all-new Press Your Luck. Now, players, on the big board, over $100,000 in cash and prizes, and like always, some whammies. Be careful, because if you hit one of them, they'll grab all your cash. They will leave you flat broke, and if you hit 4 of them, you're eliminated from the game. Sabrina, make sure you're careful. You're the only one with a whammy so far, okay? Now, as if that weren't enough for you, the big board now features some double whammies. Now, the double whammies not only take all your money, they come out here, they mess with you a little bit, extremely obnoxious. And there's more strategy in this round, because now you can pass your remaining spins to the opponent that's in the lead, hope they hit a whammy, and the leader must take those spins that have been passed to them. Remember, only the player in the lead at the end of the game gets to take home their cash and prizes. That's the only person we'll call our winner. All right. Now, Greg, you're in first place with $2,700. You'll be going last in this round. In third place, we have the lovely Sabrina. $0, 1 whammy, but 3 spins. Shall we press your luck here? You want to get started?
I'd like to press my luck.
All right.
Big buck, big buck, big buck, big buck. Come on, big buck.
Stop at a media cabinet. Right at $999. There you go, Sabrina. Very nice. You still have 2 spins. You want to pass them or press your luck?
I want to press my luck.
All right.
Come on, press my luck. Let's go. Big buck, big buck, big buck.
Stop at a Caribbean cruise. Sabrina, that trip's valued at $3,888. No, I'd never lie to you. Put you right there in first place, Sabrina. How about that? Woo, she's jumping for joy over there. $4,887. You're in first place. You have 1 spin left. What would you like to do? Pass it? Press your luck. All right.
Come on. Come on. Oh, yes.
Stop at $1,400, Sabrina. How about that? From zero to $6,287, you are now in first place. We come to David, who has $2,138. You're in third place, my friend. You have 8 spins to work with. You want to take one here?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
All right, let's get it started. Good luck.
Come on, let's get some big bucks. 64,000, 65,000. Go.
Stop at $1,100, bringing you to a new total of $3,238. 7 spins to go. What would you like
to
do?
Keep on going. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Let's see some cash. Let's go to Trouble Son of Dredge.
Stop at $1,400. Wow. Good couple of spins there, David. $4,638. You're in second place. You have 6 spins left. Pass them to Sabrina or press your luck.
No, we're gonna press on. We're gonna press on. Come on. Come on. Let's see. A big box and a spin. Big box and a spin.
Stop it. A double whammy, David.
Money, money.
David, don't worry. At least we're not going to ask you to rake that up afterwards, all right? Unfortunately, that whammy knocks you down to 0. You still have 5 spins. When we come back from this short break, we'll see what David does with those 5 spins. Will he take them to the board, or will he pass them to Sabrina? Don't go away. Welcome back, everybody. Just before that commercial break, David here hit a double whammy that cost him over $4,200, took you back down to 0, took every penny you had, didn't he?
It did.
See, I don't lie, right? He took it all. All right, you have 5 spins to go here, David. Let me tell you what will happen. If you pass them, they'll go to Sabrina. She'll have to take them, or you can press your luck, see if we can't get you back in the game with $5,000 in a spin, maybe $4,000, $3,000, or a great prize, okay?
Okay.
Press your luck?
Let's go ahead and press my luck.
All right, good luck to you.
Come on, big box and a spin, big box and a spin. Stop.
Stop and a whammy. The jungle whammy, David.
Yeah.
All right, two in a row. I'm imagining that's probably enough for you. Right?
Yeah, that's plenty.
You've met your whammy quota for the day?
Yeah, that's it. That's
all right,
it.
Let's see what we can do here. If you get four, remember, you're eliminated from the game. Speaking of four, you have four spins left. Let's see what you can do with one here. Good luck.
Let's press on. Come on now. Let's make it happen. Stop
at $2,000 or lose one whammy. Which one would you like, David?
$2,000.
You got it. $2,000. There you go. Right back into it. Three spins to go. Pass them or press your luck.
Let's press on. Let's get some going here. Come on. Big bucks and a spin. Stop.
It's the Surround Sound Audio System valued at $1,000. You're in second place with $3,000. Two spins. Pass them or press your luck.
We're going to press on.
Okay. He's going all the way.
I need a big one. Stop.
And a whammy. Here comes the judge, David.
All rise for Judge Whammy.
I don't want to hear about your money problems. Dismissed.
Wow.
Oh.
This ain't going as planned, is it here, David?
Ouch.
All right, that's your third whammy. You're down to zero. You have one spin, three whammies. Get another whammy. You're out of the game. Let's see what you can do with that one spin. You want to pass it or press your leg?
Nah,
you're still in this? He ain't giving up yet.
Let's get a spin. Big bucks and a spin. Stop.
And a computer. That computer is worth $1,996. Probably not how you were hoping that round was going to go for you. You stepped into that round with the most spins, and here you are in third place with $1,996. Ironically, Sabrina came in with $0. You're in first place with $6,287. Yeah. And Greg, that brings us to you. You're in second place, $2,700, $3,587 behind the first place player, Sabrina. You have two spins. Shall we see what you can do with one of them here?
I'm not scared.
All right, you're going. Okay.
Let's go. $5,000 in a spin. No whammies. Stop it.
Luggage. Excellent. Greg, that luggage is worth $660 now. Here's where you are, Greg. You've got $3,360. You are $2,927 behind Sabrina, who's in the lead, obviously. We have squares up there, $3,000 in a spin, $4,000 in a spin, even $5,000 in a spin. We have trips, prizes worth thousands of dollars. You have one spin, all right? If you pass it, it will go to Sabrina. She'll have to take it. You can cross your fingers, hope she whammies. If she does, you will be our winner. Or you can choose to press your luck and hope you land on something that gives you quite a bit of money or something that gives you another spin to stay alive here. What do you think? What you going to do? Pass or press your luck?
I'm let it ride. Let's go. $5,000 in a spin. Something with a spin. Big money. Stop.
At $4,000 in a spin, Greg. So you've got $7,360 now, and you still got another spin. You are in first place. Let me tell you what you can do. You can pass it to Sabrina, and she'll have to play a little catch-up here, or you can press. Now you're feeling pretty tough, right? You were feeling
sexy
tough at the
tough.
Beginning. Sexy and tough. That's what this show's all about. All right. You can take that spin and press your luck, or you can pass it, let Sabrina pass her luck. What's she going to do?
Pass it.
All right, Sabrina. That spin now comes to you. You trail Greg. You need something that gives you at least $1,073, or you need something that gives you another spin to stay in the game. If you whammy, it's all over. If you don't hit something that gives you that much, it's all over. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Good luck, Sabrina.
Come on. Big luck.
Stop at a projection TV worth $1,699. There you go, Sabrina. You're our winner, $7,986. Not bad. You should be jumping over there. Here's Gary to tell you what else you've won.
Sabrina, you've won a Bush Entertainment Center. Bush, a casual contemporary feel in an entertainment center with curved glass doors, adjustable shelves, and panoramic curio lighting from Bush Furniture. And a 52-inch projection TV. There's more, Sabrina. Europe's leading cruise line offers a 7-night Caribbean cruise aboard one of our two newest ships, the Costa Atlantica or the Costa Victoria. Experience cruising Italian style from Costa Cruises. Put that together with $1,400 in cash, and your grand total is $7,986.
Wow, young lady. Oh, my goodness. We need to get more TVs on this show. Thank you very much, Greg. Tough break for you at the end, man. Very strategic, though. You played things right. David, best of luck to you. Good luck finding a house, moving in, all that good stuff. And you, curly lady.
How about that? Folks, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time on Whammy, the all-new Test Your Luck. Bye-bye.